I think Washington's the team that is more nervous about this game, actually. And I think it's because,
why would that be?
Because they played Utah early on in the season, and they saw how Utah kind of got it together throughout the year. And so they're like, they know they're not going to see the same Utah team that they saw earlier on in the season. And if this game goes along and it's close, there's going to be that doubt in their mind. They're going to have this hesitation, like, man, I don't know what to do with this team. And I'll tell you, Jake Browning has shown that when you put pressure on him, he gets very average. He gets really average, and he will throw the ball up for grabs, and that happened in the last game. And I think Utah's playing better on defense, especially up front in that defensive front four. And a lot of it's really Max Tupai, who has emerged as a guy that gives them more pressure off the edge. So I just think this is, you know, regardless, I don't think Utah loses in this game either way, because they weren't expected to be here. If they win it, it will be phenomenal. It'll be a great story. But they're still a relatively young football team that probably feels that it might be back in the next year, maybe the year after that.